Recording?
Now I am.
Man, how easy is it going to be with just us two?
We'll see. I deleted the previous recording because it opened with me burping.
How easy is that? We're Ina Gardening it.
Isn't it Ina?
Ina? I don't know.
I thought it was Ina Garten. I thought so because of 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's probably true then.
Yeah, Liz Lemon would know how to say her name. Also, they could have purposefully mispronounced it just like they purposefully mispronounced Donald Glover's name.
How'd they pronounce Donald Glover's name?
Donald.
Oh, I thought it was going to be G-Lover.
No, Donald Glover.
Yeah, but wouldn't G-Lover have been better?
Yeah, but less plausible.
You start us off.
All right.
Pillsbury Doughboy, go right ahead.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this very special episode of what may be a recurring miniseries. Right, Jackie?
We'll see how it goes. If you like it, if I like it, who cares what Rachel likes? But if I like it and the audience likes it.
Jackie likes it and the audience likes it, we'll do it again. So anyway, if it does become a miniseries, we're going to call it something like The Reading Corner. And this was all my idea, so, you know, give me all the success or the failure. Jackie surprisingly fought against making this episode.
It's not that I fought against it. It's just we talked about how a lot of times on Patreon feeds, people like to hear, like, personal details of the host's lives, and I
just don't
like that.
This is not, so, the thing is, this is not personal details about our lives. This is me saying, hey, it's a book podcast about literature. My assumption is that patrons probably like to hear about books and they probably like to hear us talking probably about books.
Talking.
So it might be fun for people if we periodically did episodes where we talk about like stuff we're reading or authors that we really like outside of the podcast or make recommendations or whatever.
Oh, I thought we were going to like read out our medical charts and our bank statements and stuff. If it's
just
books,
the reading corner. We read our credit card numbers. All right. So anyway, now that I've said that, the rest will be behind the Patreon wall. So if you want to hear our credit card numbers.
Give us your credit card number.
No, just kidding.
At some point, we should also say this is Fire the Cannon.
Yeah, this is Fire the Cannon, the podcast where we read the books in the Western canon and decide if they belong or not. And if they don't, we shoot them out of the cannon. We'll decide in a future date who we're firing them at. We haven't figured it out yet. But this time and in usual episodes, I'm your host, Rachel.
This time and always, I'm your host, Jackie, and I'm a little wine drunk right now.
She is.
I had a rough day. Back
to
you.
Okay. Well, this time it's just the two of us.
I'm also wearing my Ask Me About My Podcast shirt.
I'm not going
I bought Rachel. Yeah, I bought Rachel one of these shirts, too, and I really want to post a picture of each of us wearing them, but Rachel never wears it.
I have worn it before, but when someone asked me about my podcast, they said, how's your podcast? And I said, oh, it's good. Thanks.
Well.
And then that was it.
I've been asked a couple times, do you have a podcast? I was wearing this. Well, the last time I was wearing this that I didn't get asked about it, it still was a funny interaction. So I was driving.
And you got pulled over by a cop.
Yeah. And he said, what's your podcast? And I said, Fire the Cannon. And he said, I'll give you a warning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, but I gone to my sister's baby shower in Swannanoa, North Carolina, which they affectionately call Swannanoware. And it was a long drive. But when I was coming back, I was going through Tennessee, and I stopped at a gas station in Tennessee, and I saw that there was a man working there with a name tag that said Jackie, and I said, oh, hi, my name's Jackie, too. And he looked at me, and he said, are you from around here? And I said, I'm from North Carolina.
There's only one Jackie in these parts, and it's me.
I said, I'm from North Carolina, and he said, bless your heart.
And he asked about your podcast?
No, he didn't.
Oh, darn.
I just, like, for those of you who aren't from the South, there's only like maybe two or three things that bless your heart means. It depends on the tone of voice. If it's like, bless your heart, then it means I'm
you're
so sorry.
So cute or something. I mean, there's all kinds of meanings. It's not always negative. People are wrong when they say it's always negative.
No, it's not. That's one positive meaning. But if they say, bless your heart, that means you just said something real dumb. And that's how he said it to me.
Or like, wow, North Carolina sucks.
Yeah, or like, that was rude of you. And I'm like, why did he ask if I was from around there just because I said my name is also Jackie?
Maybe
he's like, only men can be named Jackie in these parts.
That's what I think. Yeah. Let's talk about some books. We thought, hey, let's do short, quick little book check-in, like reading progress check-ins. And if we do and you guys like them, we might do them a little bit more frequently. So we wanted to try to keep this.
We're just going to talk about what we're currently reading.
Currently reading or stuff we've read recently that we really liked or whatever. So if you want to recommend anything, Jacko, like any particular poets that you like, we can do that. But I thought it would be nice since we don't really get to talk about like contemporary books very much.
True. You want to start out?
I can do that. So actually, I don't know why. So sometimes I can get in a bit of a reading slump, and it's usually either because I'm reading a really bad book or I'm reading a really good book.
do elaborate.
So if I'm reading a book and it's really bad, or even if I'm just not clicking with it, like for example, I think one time I was reading a book and it was summer and the book was like set in a very cold climate in the winter, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't get into it.
Well, that makes sense. That would put you in a slump.
Yeah. But if I'm reading something that's not very good, I'm just not enjoying it, but it's not bad enough where I'm like, I don't want to read this at all, and I can just like, you know, DNF it, like do not finish it, then it just takes a long time. My reading slows to a crawl. But then also sometimes...
For Rachel, a crawl might be like double the speed of the average person. But.
Well, it's not so much that the actual speed slows down. It's just like I don't read as frequently or as long. Mm-hmm. But if I'm reading a really good book, then I will a lot of times like take a lot of pauses, you know, because I don't want to finish it because I'm like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, it took me so long to find this book that would be this good that I don't want it to be over and then to move on to a book I don't like as much.
That is funny, though, if it were the way that I said that, like, your reading comprehension just becomes bad when the book is good. And she's like, sound it out. I can't figure this out.